you have to take that first step. And that first step is going to be trying to go through the stages of grief, which you will go through, which you do with any loss. You may be in denial initially, or you may have anger. You may be angry at God. You may be angry at the people who did this. And you may say, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Why did it happen to me? So initially, you're going to have a lot of feelings going around your head. But that first step, when you take that first step without your leg, and you're on a walker, or you're on crutches, in most cases they'll be on a walker, it feels really, really strange. And then once they get down the process a little bit further, they'll be fit for a prosthesis. And that first step is really, really scary. Once you get fit for a prosthesis and you take that very first step, you're going to be putting your weight on a limb that's not yours. You have to trust that it's going to hold you up. You have to trust that it's not going to allow you to fall. And you have to trust that it's going to support you. And the fear of falling is huge because you only have one limb now. And when you start to walk with that prosthesis, and you'll always have assistive devices like parallel bars or a walker or something like that, when you take that first step, it's the most awesome feeling. You get the feeling that maybe life can be different, and in some other ways you may feel like, I can't do this. So a mixture of emotions go through your head, but taking that first step is huge. It's a big step.
Posey, let me introduce you to Robert Larman, who's an amputee from the War Amputations of Canada, which is a support group for child amputees, and also Kira Roche, who is an amputee who runs a charity called Limb Power in Surrey in the UK. Kira, listening to Posey, can you identify with what she's saying?
I can, actually. I mean, interestingly, I studied psychology at university, so I was very pragmatic about what happened to me. But having now worked with lots of amputees, there is a definite similarity to people who lose a loved one, where they go through, as Posey was saying, this sort of process of grieving. And it's interesting because people do it at different rates. Some people recover very quickly. Some people take years and lots of counselling. So a lot of it depends on their personality and what they were like prior to the amputation.
Robert, is that how you felt?
I would totally agree with that. And, you know, I know that when I lost my leg when I was 14 years old through a traumatic accident, I struggled considerably for the first couple of years. And